to order the Special Committee on Safety, Sustainability and Wellness at 3:18 p.m. in the conference room 405 on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. We'll move to agenda item number 2, roll call.
Senator Berrigan?
Present.
Senator Blair?
Present.
Senator Bradley?
Present.
Senator Cook?
Present.
Senator Crux?
Present.
Senator Duvall?
Present.
Senator Jordan?
Present.
And then Senator McAvoy?
Present.
Awesome. Quorum was met.
Okay, we'll be moving to agenda item number 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 4, or agenda item 5, old business, to, 5A, Senator reports. So who would like to start with their reports? Senator Berrigan.
I guess since, so today both Brittany Blair and I met with Liv Moore, the director of the Ink Blot. So what they're going to be able to do for us for our event on October 13th is that they are going to make a social media graphic for us to promote. They're going to promote it on Nevada ASUN as well. And what we are going to be doing is we also are going to be filling out a contract form, I think tomorrow, for basically the Nevada ASUN Snapchat takeover. And so what we would need is, I don't know if anybody wants them all. Who first, is anybody available from 11 to 2 on October 13th? All from that time period? Mm-hmm. Like anybody, can anybody check their schedules right now?
Like the entire time?
Yeah, like from 11 to 2.
Is anyone available for a 2 to 3 hour stretch of that time?
Yeah, because we can have two people on, but then that's just additional, like, see, basically we can't just be passing it on to Snapchat to access to everybody on the committee or everybody's going to be in their event, because they are going to have two people responsible and two people briefed on what is okay and what's not okay. Mm-hmm. Like, and how to, I guess, effectively use the Snapchat.
I'm available from 11 to 1, but I lost that one.
I'm available from 12 to 2, so we get over that.
Yeah, 12 to 2.
So would you guys be okay with meeting with Liv tomorrow to do the takeover, just so we could have two people on there?
Actually, Barry, what time are you available?
I'm available, I think, 12 to 1. Give me 1 second.
Because I can do the morning time.
Yeah, I'm available 12 to 2. But okay. I mean, I don't know. Whatever way you guys want to do it.
Because really we need people to be, like, I can do the beginning of the event. We just really need people from that, like 1 to 2.
Oh, so can you do 1 to 2? Or, I mean, I can do 1 to 2 unless Paul wants to do it. Either way.
On the 13th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. So basically, Paul and Brittany, you guys can just meet with Liv tomorrow, and you guys will be in charge of the Snapchat.
Okay.
And then you guys just have to do a contract, and it's like a 5 to 10 minute thing. And then I guess additionally, we met today, Brittany and I, also afterwards meeting with Liv for Inkblot, we met with Jacob Springmeier. Because what we were informed is that basically any future events that kind of overlap with the whole Pack Fit initiative, just to kind of figure everything out. So this event's going to be marketed separately, with like separate graphics from anything that's going to be done in Pack Fit. But for anything for future references, we talked to Springmeier and Vice President Springmeier, and basically, whatever events that we are going to be doing that overlap with Pack Fit, we're just going to be doing a logo, and we're going to be collaborating with the executive branch on that. So that's pretty much it, I think. Does that cover everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who would like to give the next report? Senator Bradley?
So do you want to talk about the wellness, like my updates for the wellness event under that section?
No, we could just do that right now. And then the discussion could be under item 6.
Cool.
These are just updates.
So basically, I talked to Counseling Services. They're on board for the event. They require 2 tables and 6 chairs, and they, that's just like kind of like logistically, they're going to be talking to the Paws for Love people who bring the puppies and dogs to campus. They're also talking with bringing yoga. they're just really on board with this event. They're really excited. They have all the things that they do on the KC on Thursdays. They're going to be bringing that to the event. And I'm also reaching out to them if they have any specific things they want to put into the goodie bags. And Senator Duvall, how many? Is it like 100, right? Is that what we were aiming for? Number of goodie bags?
That is what we were asking for the health center, so we're trying to get that confirmed of what they can give us for supplies right now.
Okay, so once you know that, just send that my way and I can see if they can add anything to it. What else? I talked to RHA on Monday night and to their outreach board and just kind of informed them of the event, and they'll bring that back to their leadership councils. When we do have the marketing products for it, make sure to send them to RHA and we'll get them approved by housing so that they can hang them up in the halls. And that's all that they really talked about.
So for the marketing campaign, it's not going to be any posters. It's just going to be an online campaign, and we're going to get that material probably Friday afternoon because the deadline for that is Friday by noon. So I can send that over to you to get to RHA.
Okay, sounds good. And then also beyond the wellness campaign, I have been working on the University Affairs Committee. We've been working on the It's On Us campaign. So I will inform this committee if we need any help with that. But I'm doing up a timeline and what events that we're going to be doing with that. And most of you sit on that committee as well. So
who would like to give the next report? Senator Jordan.
So specifically for the PAC Fit campaign, I talked to Director Jim Fitzsimmons yesterday of Lombardi, and we are going over, so the program they use, they just do swipes and it's very basic data like name, gender, things like that. So we went over a whole bunch of at-risk populations that we identified, like proximity to campus, ethnicity, a whole bunch of other ones. And so we're sending that list to, it's either Dr. Marzinski or someone else. And we're gonna see if he can get us that data so we can try to run some statistics on those numbers. In regards to the Lombardi population compared to itself, and then the population of Lombardi compared to the population of students, a whole bunch of different things. So that's what that's for. And so update on me talking with the health center. My contact is out of the office until the 10th. So that's a bummer. And it's really hard to get a hold of him, so I'm still trying to find the right person to contact other than her. So yeah, that's a work in progress.
I'm actually in contact right now with Dr. Hug English. I'm going to have a meeting with her next week, but I can also just shoot her an email to see who else in that office we can talk to because she's up in those facilities too, and she may know someone else.
Okay, cool.
So I can talk her.
What are you meeting with Dr. Hub about?
So she sent an email to Speaker Texera about the whole mandatory, not Medicare, but insurance for the students, and she had wanted to have a follow-up meeting, so we set that up for next Thursday at 3 o'clock in her offices. Dr. Beattie.
Yeah, just remember a few things walking into that meeting. One, $6,000 is a lot of additional money to ask someone to take on.
Mm-hmm.
Two, undocumented students are not covered by financial aid outside of the Millennium, which is $980 a month, so it would disproportionately impact those students. Three, if she wanted a survey to know whether or not the students were in favor of it, that's not Senate's job to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go ask someone for money and then ask them to provide the data for the money. You go out and get the data and then present the data to see if you can't get the money.
Sure.
I'm not saying I'm against it, but those are three pretty big factors right there. And four, remember that I believe this would fall under it. President Johnson promised the entire student body population that there would be no new fees for 4 years if they agreed to, which would put us in fall of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, if I've been meeting with administrators, my advice would be is to hear them out, let them know you'll take it into consideration, don't say yes to anything, let them know that it's a body, you have to go back and talk to them, and then you can figure out what you want to do from there. But it's like anything else, it's like if a salesperson comes to your house, they want you to say yes before they leave, but that in today's day and age of data and stuff, and the way you guys work as a body, that's not a reasonable request.
Mm-hmm. Director B, would you like to have a meeting before you go to that meeting just to kind of go over stuff?
When are you meeting with her?
Next Thursday at 3 o'clock.
I can meet like Friday or Monday. Tuesday I leave for vacation and then I'm back that Sunday.
Okay.
Is it? We can talk right after this meeting.
Yeah, sounds good. Anyone else for their reports? Senator Duvall?
I had something I wanted to bring to discussion. From what you had said when I talked to you briefly, that the health center doesn't have that much that they can provide for a goodie bag. Correct.
Senator Jordan?
Through the chair to Senator Duvall, what they said is they don't want to give us too much to put in our very goodie bags, just because that's one of the big things they do when they table, is they have stuff to give away.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to be contributing their stuff to, like, our table if they want that at their table, since they're going to be there.
Okay. Senator George, do they confirm that they will have people tabling at that time?
The health center?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really like the idea of it. It's just to what extent they're going to do. She said she was going to run it by her chief nurse to see if they're going to give shots there, or
mm-hmm.
it's going to be available. But then, obviously, she never got back from that because she left. She's out of town
yeah.
at the office. I don't know. So.
As soon as you get confirmation whether or not they can do that, will you send me that information?
Yeah.
And also check to see what type of, like, privacy they have for the setup? Because that was something that the SEAB board wanted to know. So
okay.
I have to update them on that.
And so I might find that out if you get it before the 10th, if you get me in contact. But if not, then if I can't find anything else, it might be like the 12th or something.
Which means we could probably just cut back and just do the basic flu steps of the flu shots. Not
yeah.
a huge deal. All
right.
Okay. Back to Senator Duvall.
So on that, if we're going to go into discussion, if we want to order anything, we really have to do that like a week ago. We want to talk. Since there's nothing limited.
We can talk about that in the next
okay.
part of the session. We're just doing updates right now.
Okay.
Senator Brooks, anything?
Yeah, well, I talked to, like, this couple journalism students about making graphics, but obviously since we're working with Inkblot, we could possibly, like, utilize them for smaller other things. I did have a question. I know that we're doing, like, social media campaign, but is that including, like, a Snapchat filter, or because that would be good.
We just have to input if they include a filter with that, but we are taking over the Snapchat for that event.
Okay.
Senator Berrigan?
I guess, so bringing that out from the, what we could do, see, all Inkblot would be doing would be filing a request. So there's two ways to get a Snapchat filter. One way is you make your own on Photoshop, and then you make an image, and then you pay for it for a certain area, geographical area. Or if you do it ahead of time, like I think it's a week or 2 weeks, I'm not sure what, but they would basically have to do it and file a request and do it as a university. So I'm not sure if it's already too late for them to do that part of a filter. But I will ask Liv. I'll shoot her an email and see what's up.
And then Senator Cripps, can you ask your journalism contact if they'd also like to spread out the information that we get from Inkblot and kind of help with that? Sharing it on their Facebook pages
yeah.
and just helping spread the campaign.
Yeah, we have a Facebook group, so I'll just post about it. There's like 400 kids in it. So.
Okay. Senator Boxbug, any projects you were working on that you wanted to report on?
The last thing I worked on was the thing we did at SSS. So last week I've been able to get the group on that.
Okay. So, Senator Cook, anything? Or okay, we can send you stuff later. So we'll be moving to agenda item 6A, just discussion of the event that's coming up, and then any ideas and what we need to do to really make sure everything's on ready to go. So, Senator Jordan?
So we might want to, at this point, since we're getting kind of close, get a concrete idea of what's going to be in the goodie bag, just so we can focus our efforts on that. The health center said they were going to be able to provide thermometers and something else. Let me check. But those two things. But other than that, I don't know what else we should have.
So, Senator Duvall, you brought up the fact that we needed to get our supplies like a week ago. Does that still pertain that if we wanted to get cough drops or something?
Was that one of the... Oh, sorry.
Senator Duvall.
Was that the other item on the list? That's what I remembered you said.
Maybe. It's not on here. I can't. The emails are not on.
Senator Crux?
Where are we getting all of this from? Where we would have to order it from?
That's something we had to talk about because we really needed to see what the health center wanted to provide so we weren't all providing the same stuff. So, Senator Crux?
Amazon ships very fast. And I also have a private account. If we needed to use it, it's too patient.
Okay. Senator Jordan?
It was condoms as well.
Okay.
What was it?
Condoms.
Oh.
So I did reach out to the sex positive group to see if they wanted to table at the event. They have not responded yet. I can actually tell you all the groups that I did contact and which ones contacted me back. So I asked sex positive to come. Of course, they haven't said anything. I asked PAC Provisions. They'll be at the event handing out like bills and flyers and stuff just to help their campaign to destigmatize the whole thing of getting food from the university. So that's helping them out. I contacted Musical Therapy Club, and I still need to talk to them exactly what they're doing just because of sound restrictions at that time. So we'll see what they're going to do, but they wanted to come to the event director meeting.
Where's the event at?
It's going to be on the south side toward the quad of the Pennington Achievement Center.
And it's called 4-5?
Yeah, so the SU...
sound restrictions. No amplified sound. Yeah.
So that was something that they talked about in the SEAB board today, that they're just going to double check that, but that's something I was going to tell the Musical Therapy Club is that they could sing just without any amplification. So that's something that they really focus on, and that's what they're at.
They can double check, but I can tell you no amplified sound.
Yeah. I think they chart. Isn't there another subdivision between like 12 and 1 it's okay?
Yes, during the lunch hour it's okay.
Okay, so I can tell them that too. Yoga Club has not gone back to me, but we're trying to get yoga through the counseling center too, so that's not a huge deal.
Could you, so sorry about that. So the counseling center was talking about yoga. Did you talk to the Yoga Club or Acro Yoga?
Acro Yoga, just to invite them to kind of like have more people at the event. They have not responded to me, so we don't know the status if they're going to be there.
If you'd like, I can text the president of Acro, and hopefully they'll get back to me pretty quickly.
That would be great.
Yeah.
To have you do that.
I'll do it right now.
I also need to check with counseling if they have waivers for that, because if we do allow other students to do yoga, like if we're hosted, we kind of... Yes, the board asked about having waivers for that.
Are we liable?
I think if we set up the event and that we're encouraging people to do it, but if people say the Acro Yoga Club just wanted to do it themselves, that's a different issue. It's if we're encouraging other people to do it.
So would in a way, I'm sorry to be looking for loopholes, but would in a way to get around this? No. What if they just show up? I mean, didn't they already go to an SCAB meeting as a club, though, to get approved to do this?
My advice is, as a government body, you guys should never be looking for loopholes. Never. Mm-hmm. It's not a good example to set. It's irresponsible. If you're holding an event and you ask a group to be there, like, say, the Taekwondo Club, and you're going to have them spar, they need to sign liability waivers. All those clubs sign liability waivers at club fair. It's just responsible event management.
Director Bergen. Director Bergen.
Through the chair to Director B. The reason I was saying that was because us as a body, we approve their club and they go to SEAB meetings. So isn't it kind of just redundant at a certain point, since they're an approved club at the by the association to practice that? Like, isn't it just kind of, I guess, no?
Director B.
So they're approved to practice it as a club on their own.
Okay.
They're not approved to practice it at an event you're throwing, right? So think about it this way. The Acro Yoga Club, I'm just trying to think. Like, when you create an event venue, you are responsible for what happens at that venue. And what happens is, in the Acro Yoga Club, only Acro Yoga Club members are doing their thing. And if they invite other people to do it, they're responsible.
Okay.
But when you set it up, and someone's walking by and says, I want to try acro yoga, and then they fall and break their arm at your event, you're responsible.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because you're going to have people participating that are not acro club members.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have random individuals participating.
Okay.
Just like we have people sign waivers to do everything that was at BLF.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Senator Bradley, can you check with the counseling services to see what they do for waivers for when they set up the yoga?
Of course.
If they don't do anything, we can get waivers from clubs and organizations. They have some for us.
You can get from Rosita.
Rosita, yeah. Senator Bradley.
So I guess point of information, should I contact Acro Yoga or not due to the liability issue?
Director
Beating. It's either way you want. I mean, it's super easy to have a stack of liability waivers at your event and just have a student sign it and put it in a pile.
Yeah. So
I mean, we've probably had 1,000 people sign waivers at BLF.
Okay.
And at Club Fair, we probably had 150.
So please still contact them. So.
Okay. And then we'll just have forms.
Mm-hmm. And then the other three clubs I invited were the Student Trauma Intervention Club, and it's Right Love on Her Arms. Neither of them got back to me, so one is for trauma and mental health, and the other one is, I think, like, body positivity and other mental health issues. I also invited the Plant Club because I think that's something that we can have students have, because the Plant Club has really easy to take care of plants. They can sell it. That's another aspect of wellness I think people don't always understand, is that when you go home to a great environment, it increases your sense of well-being. And so also I talked to a lab on campus that sells some succulents if they wanted to sell some of those with that. So we'll get updates on those. And Plant Club did say yes. So far we have we have Musical Therapy Club, Plant Club, and Pack for Visits as confirmed organizations on our campus. So I'll give a little bit of my report. So our SEAB was approved. Just a few details that we have to check specifically with the dogs. We have to make sure that they're cleaned up afterwards if we do get that approved. And just kind of the process for that, we need to update them on the amplification of sound. I think we're just not going to do that unless it's 12-1, just so we don't run into any problems. And so I can update the Musical Therapy Club on that. And then I also reserved the chalkboard for us, so that if we want to have a nice chalkboard and have us decorate it, have people put it up, that would be great. And so I also will need help moving that over to BSAC on that Thursday morning. And we can do that early because I reserved to get it around 9 o'clock too. So I can talk to you guys later about that too. So what we do need to confirm right now is whether or not we need to get lozenges or anything else for our goodie bags. Director B, what is the process for us buying that as the committee?
When is the event?
It's going to be next Thursday.
So what you need to do is decide what you're going to buy,
mm-hmm.
and you need to agendize a meeting quickly because you need to put it on your budget. So say you're going to spend $100 on lozenges, $100 on Band-Aids, $100 on wart cream, whatever you're going to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be in an event proposal budget, which I will... There's a programming one that I can email out to you. It's super simple. It just says what it is, how much it is, where you plan on buying it from. And then when you meet as a committee, you vote on whether or not to approve the budget. It's a line item. If you go look up, if you look up this week's programming meeting, you'll see they'll have it in new business, and then they'll have, what's the name of this event?
The Wolfpack Wellness Project.
Wolfpack Wellness Project. So you'll, under new business, you'll have Wolfpack Wellness Project proposal, and then you'll attach that form as a supplemental document, and then you will vote to approve the funds as a group. First, you have to ask Noah if you can spend the money. If Noah says yes, and I don't see why Noah wouldn't say yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have money for such things. And, then you just have to agendize a meeting and approve it before you purchase anything. So today is Wednesday. I would put together a proposal and agendize a meeting for Tuesday.
Okay.
And get it approved so you can buy it. Then if you as a committee, and it's a simple majority, if you as a committee decide not to spend it, then you can't spend the money.
Once we approve that, do we need to also send that through, Oversight and the Senate?
Nope.
Or just, okay.
It just needs to be approved in a public meeting.
So who is available Tuesday afternoon or night to have a quick meeting? Senator Bradley?
I am between 215 and 4.
Senator Crooks?
I can meet then, too.
Senator Berrigan?
I can meet 3 to 4.
Anyone else can meet at this time? Senator Duvall?
I can meet after 6.
Senator Bradley?
Technically, couldn't we do that? Well, so 3.
Can we do it today?
Well, no, it has to
it's
be on
the agenda. It has to be agendized for 3 days.
Oh, that's true.
So the public can object.
Yeah.
Is that
public funds.
Would we have a problem if we did it for next Wednesday? Is it just too short an amount of time to approve it?
As long as it's approved before it's spent.
Oh, before it's spent. Okay. Senator
Cook? I can meet 1 to 4.
Was that Tuesday?
How many people do we need?
I can either at like 2:30 to 4 or 5. So that's enough people.
That would make room for 4.
Yeah, so that's good. As long as everybody shows up.
Okay, so I will agendize that and I will send you the exact time. I think that it should be like 3:15, just to, for everyone to be there. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay. And that has to be agendized by tomorrow morning.
You need 3 full days, yeah. So if you agendize it tomorrow morning, which is Thursday, then you'd have Friday, then you'd have Monday, so you could meet Tuesday.
Okay. So I'll do that.
Tomorrow before 9 a.m.
Then we'd be able to spend money accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking that if we have that short amount of time...
if you're buying that kind of stuff, you can just go to Walmart.
Yeah. So, and then that means we also have time till Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Not Tuesday. We have tonight to look up exactly what we're looking at. So after the Senate meeting, we can discuss that too. Or after this meeting. Senator Crooks?
Are we still calling them like flu packs?
Yeah. So I can also update ink blot that we're calling them flu packs.
People don't know already.
I think that's exact. That's
exactly the word we use.
Yeah.
Senator
Crooks?
Does it make sense to put condoms in like flu packs?
I think that's going to be the health center doing their tabling.
Gotcha.
And have it with that, and that's why we're trying to figure out what we need to buy too, just to keep it separate.
Okay.
Senator Duvall?
Oh, okay, so I've been looking at prices for things, and that is what we can do. So I found that we could get 100 individual, like, little hand wipes, you know, when you go and eat steak and the, like, or barbecue, and you can do a little thing there with your hands with. The 100 of those for $7.95. We can get 180 cough drops individually wrapped for $8.15. Tissue packets, the little individual ones, that we can get 100 of those for $24.99. Tea, just Lipton, it's a variety pack. I don't know if you want to have that on there, at least for discussion. 60 for $14.99. Band-Aids, 280 Band-Aids as a variety pack for $6.50. So which of these or other items would you like me to look up?
The cough drops, you need to make sure you don't have any active ingredients or stuff. That can be more medical.
Another option, I don't know if you can look it up online or not, is sometimes buying stuff bulk at Costco ends up being a lot cheaper, but
yeah,
it may require it down there. But here's the thing, if you put it in your budget based on this,
mm-hmm.
and then you spend less, that's okay. You can always spend less than you approved in your budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When programming's put a budget together, sometimes they know stuff will come up, so they'll just put in like $300 miscellaneous. Because they know that some artist is going to get freaky at the last minute and be like, I want a satin pillowcase on my chair. And they have to run down and buy a satin pillowcase that's kind of out of their control.
Mm-hmm. I think we should stay away from the tea products just because some people may have allergies they didn't realize or something like that. Versus cough drops may be a little bit safer for that. Just because I think people
Are you asking me the ingredients?
Pay less attention to you. I like the idea of the tissues and the cough drops. I think we should double the amount just so we could put 2 or 3 in a pack. Just have enough. I don't know if we need Band-Aids necessarily. I don't. Because we're trying more for like flu-like things instead of accident type things. Senator Crooks.
Do we know how much hand sanitizer is? Like to keep in your backpack?
Yeah. So far we have hand sanitizer, tissues, cough drops, and hand wipes. If we don't, I think we should do hand sanitizer or hand wipes, and I like hand sanitizer better. Is that right, Reagan?
Since you brought up Costco, when I go to Costco, I have, at my house, I have the emergency packets. Mm-hmm. Those things, when you're starting to get a little bit sick, if you take, I just do two of those, and I've been brought back from, like, an imminent sickness, so I don't know, I think those would be really awesome to have in food packs. Plus, they taste kind of sour, but it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Senator Jordan.
I think those emergency food packs might be a good alternative to tea bags.
Yeah. So now we have hand sanitizer, emergency packets, tissues, and cough drops. So I think that's four items, and that's pretty good for a little goodie bag unless anyone comes up with something else.
Hand sanitizer is considerably more expensive, being about $1 per one of those versus a handy wipe, which obviously is less effective, which is $7 for 100 of them if anyone wants to do the math.
$7 for 100 of them? So it'd be $700.
No, she means...
No.
Oh, $7 for 100 of them. Oh, versus... I'm sorry. I thought you were just asking me to multiply. I was like, that's $700.
How many... It's $7 for 100 of them. How much is it for one? So divide 7 by 100.
Oh, so it'd be 7 cents.
Okay.
How much are the hand sanitizers or $1?
About $1.
Maybe we could keep that to the first 50 packs, and then the wipes for the later packs just for anyone who comes up early, because I think the hand sanitizer might be something beneficial. So we could look into that too. Dr. Dean.
It might be cheaper at Costco too if you buy bulk.
Okay. So it sounds like we have a good idea of what we're going to be buying, and I'll agendize that. And if anyone has other ideas, they can also email me by tonight or text me or communicate to me.
It's hand sanitizers, cough drops.
Hand sanitizer, cough drops, emergency packets, and tissues.
Just for the reputability of the ASUN brand, I think we might want to go name brand and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just like, I don't know if that was established or not.
That's
fine. Going to be doing the shopping.
And especially if we want to get those at Costco, I think Costco usually uses more name brands. Unless you go to Kirkland, which is their personal.
Yes.
I don't know if these items are necessarily a Kirkland brand. I think the only one that we could maybe do something else is the tissues, just because you don't necessarily need, like, name brand tissues. But the other stuff, I agree. Senator Ball?
The big question is, what are the bags going to look like? We have all this stuff. What are we going to put it in?
Dr. Beatty.
If you want it free, you can go ask the wool shop if they'll donate you wool shop bags. Take the textbooks in, gets their name out there. It's free advertising for them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have a small bag or something that they put like cards in, or
mm-hmm.
would that be a way to get it at no cost?
Mm-hmm.
I think they do have a small bag.
Senator Ball, after this meeting, will you ask them just before they close or anything? And then if they say no, we can also put that on the list that we need to get, just clear bags. Anything else? Any other issues people may foresee? Alright, so we can move to agenda item 6B. This will just be a quick little update. So I think we should have a fall safety project instead of a sustainability project, because we wanted to have it through this semester. The semester coming late, we're only really having two. So we should coordinate with other organizations on campus, or I know Karen Lindoff had mentioned when she was here at the other Senate meeting that they were going to do like a safe driving seminar or something like that, and I think that's something we can get behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you guys have other ideas for that, I think we should have a snow safety series.
There was a really cool thing. I don't know if ASUN did it, it's because it's back when I worked at DFS, but somebody on campus did. I don't think it even cost. They brought driving modules to campus where you actually get in, and they would have you drive this thing while trying to text.
Wow.
And it was for texting and driving. Everyone was just crashing it up. Like, and what it's meant to simulate is if you were texting while you were driving and something happened, right? Because we're all texting while we're driving, but nothing bad's happening. and then like something bad would happen and everyone would crash all the time. So it just showed you how unsafe it was. And they put them all out on Gateway Plaza. There were like three of them. You could actually get at them. It was really cool. I don't know how you find that, but that might be a good safety, you know, because how many students text and drive right now?
I can look into that personally. And I'll bring up my findings at the next meeting. So if you guys come up with more ideas for that, we can discuss it more at the next meeting on Wednesday, because then the safety project will be wrapped up. And then, any other discussion on this? Okay, so we'll move to agenda item 6C, future legislation and events. I know you, a lot of you are already working on your own projects, but if anyone wanted to bring up future projects they want to work on, this is a great time to do that. Yeah, so a couple minutes. But I'm forgetting. I had an idea that I wanted to work on, but I forgot it, so I'll bring it up at the next meeting because I think it would be nice if we started also looking at maybe legislation or something that we can actually have a direct Senate impact on for this committee instead of just projects and events. So also look into how we can do that for legislation purposes. Any other... Senator Duvall?
Sorry, just following up on the price. I'm estimating about $200 for getting like 100 things. Like 100 for all the things.
Okay.
Reasonable.
Okay. So, we'll
discuss that on
that.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Point of information, do you guys remember how much Senator Fang said that we have in our Senate account?
$63,000.
I don't think it was.
I thought
it,
6, I honestly 000. Thought it was 6, closer 000. To like two.
Well, we have rollover from previous semester. I can pull
no,
it up. I have it on the drive right now. It's like 6,000 for the actual budget, like 6,300, I think. And then there's like, I remember they brought up that we've had rollover. I'm pulling it up right now. I'll just know what I was thinking.
That's something I can look into. I had oversight when I see.
Yes, you have operating $5,000.
Cool. So, if no one has any other points on that, we'll move to agenda item 7, public comment. Any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move to adjourn. Number 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 3:55 p.m.
It's under operating, right?
Yes.
So it's 5,000. What's the 63 rollover then?